What's going on, everybody? This past week, our country was once again struck by two more tragedies due to gun violence. At this time, we would like to take a moment of silence for the lives lost and those injured in El Paso and Dayton. Thank you. Me and Tim send our thoughts and prayers down to those affected, to the families, to everybody that was injured in these two horrific tragedies. Now it's time to rock. Episode 13 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim starts right now. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More than three niggas talking big flicks on the phone off, and she still takes the money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.
Coming to you live from the Up Top Pod, this is episode 13 of Uncensored with Mike and Tim. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good, man. It was a good week. But, you know, it's episode 13, man. And, you know, they say the lucky, it's not lucky 13.
Unlucky 13. Yeah,
exactly. But that all depends on our guests, on how the podcast is going to do. It lies in the guest's hands.
That's true, and like I don't really know if this guest has a juice like that, but we go find out.
You ain't got a juice like that. Now, you're supposed to follow that up with a whoop. But it is one of our biggest supporters, probably our number one supporter.
Honestly, for the podcast every week, dog. As soon as you post it, you post anything about the podcast or anything on the Uncensored page, this guy has shared your story or shared you in his story or mentioned you in his story
immediately.
Dog, he's on it. He might be a way better intern than Bobby, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we got to test him out actually in studio, see how he does getting beer at the time. And then we might get him to sign those W-2s, bro.
It might be a good idea. Bobby's going to be pissed, but it might be a good idea.
I mean, we've given Bobby plenty of fucking chances.
So who do we have here today?
My cousin, the man, the redhead, the punk ass, under 21. No, I'm joking. My man, Christopher. What's up, bro? Christopher Jordan Jr., I should say. What's up, bro?
Oh, you would have to throw the junior in there.
I got to.
J-Ara.
If I don't, I'm going to get a text from your dad and be like, yo, you got to add that junior.
Yeah. There's going to be some licensing issues.
Yeah, he always says something about adding the junior to everything. But I'm doing good.
That's good, man. So, we appreciate you sharing the podcast. Really, just every single time. So, real quick, what we like to do is kind of just get to know the guests. You know, every guest that comes on the podcast, we like to get to know them. So, how old are you?
20.
20, so right there on that threshold. So, when are you turn 21?
In about 3 months.
All I know is me and Tim better be at that bash.
Oh, you already know. Y'all going to be on the invitation.
Hey, I was about to say, if I don't get an invite, I'm going to come crash that mofo.
What are you doing? What are you doing for your 21st?
Shit, just throwing a big party and then going out the following weekend.
Where are we
going? Yes, sir.
Wherever you take me.
Oh, the Richmond tour.
Yeah, the Richmond tour or the West Virginia tour.
Nah, that's for a later date.
Oh, that's for a later date?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could probably get in at 20 in West Virginia. They don't really have high standards.
But here in fucking Richmond, it's just honestly pretty much a bathing suit, and then you got to pay, like, if you're under 20, you got to pay a $30 fee to get in, and you got to wear a bright ass t-shirt, because I went one night and Justin was like, dude, just take me, man, please. I'm like, dude, you're under 21, you're going to be spending like $30 just to get in, and you got to wear a bright ass t-shirt that says under 21. He's like, that's fine, man, let me do it. Boy blew about $150 in one night.
Richmond, where you can't wear tennis shoes or high tops on a weekend, but you can wear them on a weekday or something. No, on a weekday, but not on the week.
That's the dumbest shit.
That shit was crazy.
So, are you in school right now? Where do you work?
No.
What's up?
Actually, I'm working at Target.
How do you like that?
It's okay. It pays the bills, but it ain't really what I want to be doing.
So, if you had your dream job, what would you want to be doing?
Either police officer or making YouTube videos.
Shout out to my boy.
Making YouTube videos. You can make some big-ass money.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of people that make millions doing that.
Doc, I'm trying to be David Dobrik. I know y'all don't know who that is, but I'm trying to be
him. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, dude is hilarious.
All right, so just go do that.
Nah.
Be a stay-at-home dad and make YouTube videos of you stuttering the kid.
Honestly,
RKO out of nowhere.
That would be amazing.
RKO out of nowhere to Tim Jr.
But oh shit, is he okay, babe?
cut the camera.
So, let's go ahead and jump into the podcast. Before we go into our next, our very first topic, of our top three, whatever. How's everybody's week been? Like, what's on everybody's mind this week?
Week's been good. Shit went by pretty quick. Can't believe it's Friday already.
It was a long week.
Christopher, I'm going to need you to speak up on this fucking podcast.
Oh, you're going to need me to speak up like this?
Yeah, like that. Act like you got some man in you, bruh.
We're actively waiting for Christopher's balls to drop, so it might happen on the podcast. It'll be super dope if it happens.
I mean, his mic level is all the way up, and I'm looking at the levels right now through the program, and it's still low. So, don't yell, but, act like somebody has slapped the man in you
a little bit. Like I'm happy to be here. Is that what you mean?
I mean, if you're not happy to be here, you can catch the door, and we can put...
Nah, it'll just be Mike and Tim.
It'll just be Mike and Tim's podcast.
Yeah. Bobby, we'll grab one of the extras from downstairs.
Yeah, one of the worst podcasts ever. Hey, yeah, we'll take a time out and see if one of the extras from The Walking Dead.
Yo, if your balls drop during this podcast, we'll have a bar mitzvah.
All right, so
gotta give him some shit.
This week for me has been pretty good, man. I worked Sunday through Thursday, and that's clutch. Having Friday off was clutch. Woke up a little bit early. Even though so this is what I struggle with is I don't even need an alarm clock anymore. Like my body is so used to waking up at like 6 a.m. That I don't need an alarm clock. Like today was my day off. I didn't go to bed last night till 2:33. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna sleep in good, get up and then start the day. I went to bed at 3 o'clock last night and still got up at 7:45.
You're insane. I actually saw I think it was this past week on your Snapchat, you're posting a video, you were already hitting the road at like 5:42 or something in the morning.
It was some early fucking days. I told Bobby the story about it at work, that I won't share on the podcast, but I'll tell you after the podcast. So it was some pretty crazy shit that went down.
No, that's cool.
But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into it. We appreciate everybody's support. When they sent in the topics this week, and then Tim actually participated in topics this week. Let's give this man a round of applause.
Very surprising.
I participated in the podcast.
Yeah, still didn't look at the full topic of the podcast until about 30 minutes ago. But hey, it is what it is. He sent in a couple topics, and yes, they did.
I don't remember any of them make
the list. So let's go ahead and jump into this. Let's go ahead and start off with our top three energy drinks of all time.
Oh, that's easy.
And we're going to go ahead and kick it over to Tim because it's easy for him.
Okay, number one for me is going to be Full Throttle.
Okay.
Number two is going to be NOS.
Full Throttle's trash. Okay.
Have you ever had Full Throttle?
No, NOS is good. Sounds like it's trash.
Full Throttle is trash.
Are you old enough to buy Full Throttle? Anyways, Full Throttle, NOS, and then I'll give it to Red Bull. Super easy. I drink all those basically on a daily basis.
So, for me, now, all right, I'll say this. I had to drop my energy drinks, not totally, but I had to go to the low-carb ones.
I was going
to
say, don't they have, like, Red Bull Zero?
Yeah, and then same with Monster. And I actually discovered a gem with the Monster. The all-white low-carb can, Monster, fucking banging.
Monster's too sweet, bro.
Fucking banging. So, I'm going to go with that as number three. Number two... All time, I might have to go with Amp. The green Amp. The classic Amp that I don't even know if they sell that anymore.
Yeah. No, I totally remember third grade. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
They came out with a new Mountain Dew type thing. It's not Amp no more. It's like Game Fuel or something. It's just like it, though.
Yeah, but Amp was my go-to energy drink. And then number one, I got to go with the GOAT. Not Red Bull. Monster, the green one. The classic straight up Monster.
That shit is way too fucking sweet.
No, it's not. And I still drink Red Bull. Red Bull is in my top five. But now is it my go to. It was the green Monster. Obviously, they don't have Amp anymore. And then now it's the white Monster, the low carb one.
You know what Monster tastes like? You know when you were broke and you got regular Cheerios and you couldn't have Honey Nut Cheerios, so you added sugar on top of them? And then you drink, and you eat the sugar at the bottom of the bowl. You just scoop it up by the spoonful with milk in it. That's what Monster tastes like.
Dude,
Chill out. Stop being a hater, bro. Stop being a hater.
It was delicious back then, but I think I've grown out of that.
Yeah, it's a full throttle. Get the fuck out of here. All right, what you got, Chris?
I got Rebel.
The regular?
No. Either the blue one or the cranberry one.
As number one or number three?
Number one.
Okay.
And then number two, Monster. Either the purple, green or low-carb white one.
Nice.
And then Bang.
Bang.
That's Bang is the new energy drink that recently came out, right?
And that's everybody's.
Everybody's drinking that shit.
It's actually supposed to drink it before you go to the gym because it runs so much shit.
Let me guess. Because
you might have a fucking heart attack if you don't go to the gym after.
Yeah, because you're over here like this.
Shout out to Sophia Beverly. Anyways, continue on.
I'm about to pass on the Bang.
The Bang.
If it's got me like this, I'm about to pass on that.
The Bang is supposed to be like two Red Bulls combined. Like,
so what you're telling me is there's a good chance I'm going to have heart complications.
No, you'll be good. I've drunk a lot of them. We're good still.
Honestly, though, Full Throttle, the reason I moved to Full Throttle is because that shit. If you're tired, boy, you drink half of a Full Throttle.
Is it cheap?
Yeah.
Because I think, like, obviously, the most expensive one is Red Bull.
Yeah, it's like $2.49 everywhere because they have like that basic pricing system.
And I will say this, what I like about... you know, the Monsters, and I guess you could throw Full Throttle in there, and Amp. They were bigger regular size cans, and then of course with the Red Bull, you can buy the big one. But I even think the big Red Bull can. I don't know if it's the same size as the Monster. I might be wrong.
It is.
I might be wrong.
I think they're both 16 ounces.
But you're paying
the middle size.
So you're probably paying.
They have a 24 ounce, I think.
So you're probably paying double for the Red Bull than what a Monster or Full Throttle costs for the same amount of drink.
Yeah, but for the effect, Full Throttle hasn't beat.
You think so?
100%.
I'll try Full Throttle.
I won't.
Rockstars are the cheapest. They usually run a good like a special on them too.
Well, that's because Rockstar's falling off.
Yeah, but that's like the cheapest energy drink you can get.
I'm gonna need you to speak up again, Christopher. Oh. Like your levels are so fucking low right now. If you got to put the mic closer to you, put the mic closer to you, bro. But we cannot go. I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours editing this podcast.
All right. Are we good now?
Man, yeah. I mean, yeah. Speak like you got some fucking sense, bro. So, anyways.
Goodness me. Yeah. So, like we're saying, yeah, Rockstar's falling off.
I don't think I've ever had a Rockstar, honestly.
My uncle used to be heavy on that shit. He would come pick us up late at night, and he would have the AC blasted and chugging Rockstars and eating sunflower seeds just to stay awake.
See, I've never been one of those type of people to chug energy drinks.
If you're that tired and you got to drive...
I know all of
Christopher,
that.
Well, Christopher chugged... on our trip to Atlanta, he got he came out of the convenience store with what? A Red Bull and then another drink?
Mountain Dew, I think.
I'm like, why don't you just sip on the Red Bull? He's like, because I chug this shit. Yeah. I sip on my Monster because it's a 16-ounce. It's big. Like, I'm not going to chug a fucking 16-ounce Monster. Like,
well, you'll probably have diabetes if you chug a Monster.
Well, it depends on the day. Not all days I chug the whole Red Bull.
Okay, Christopher. Okay, starting to speak up a little bit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, your mom's going to be on your ass when she finds out that you're chugging energy drinks.
Oh, nah, she ain't going to be on my ass. She already knows I have them every day.
Shout out to your mom. She's awesome. No jokes there. Your mom.
She is on the podcast in a couple weeks, just letting you know.
No, that's cool. Your aunt is fucking awesome.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and jump into our next topic. And this was a topic that has caught in a lot of controversy because... I forgot what website put this out. But
P-Hub?
Not P-Hub. Not P-Hub. It's saved in my favorites on my phone, though. P-Hub is dope.
I got the app.
Hold on, they got an app?
Are you a premium member on there, too?
Yes.
I'm not a premium member on any type of social media. How much?
64.
Yo, 64. Can I get your username and password?
I'd be going to that live. Anyways, I'm just joking.
He's actually borrowing it from Joe.
Oh.
Well, I actually saw Joe on there. Anyways.
He wasn't. Hey.
We go from dicks in hand to clippers in hand.
Yo, I wish you weren't laughing towards the end of that because I was so. But it's I couldn't have done it either.
I couldn't help it.
I couldn't have done it either. But anyways, back to the topic. It was a controversy that was put out. I forgot the website name. Put out the top 50 rappers, and it caught a lot of heat.
Bro, I saw you fighting on that.
Yeah, I tagged you in that.
I was about to say you tagged me.
So yeah, I mean, I don't. What I don't like is I like, so anyways, I'm gonna give the rundown on that before we jump into the topic.
All right, that's cool.
Rando.
Adonis.
Adonis. They are big Kendrick Lamar fans.
Right.
I love Kendrick Lamar too, but I like J. Cole better.
Agreed.
But I'm telling you, they're so on Kendrick Lamar's dick that this dude put Young Thug is better than J. Cole.
What the fuck?
And they stand by that, which, I mean, they're entitled to their own opinion.
That's what I'm saying. That's your opinion. What bothered me was they think Kendrick and J. Cole are miles apart. And that is not fucking true. That is not true. I know you don't feel that way.
No, and I'm not saying that Kendrick Lamar is not talented at all. He's an awesome rapper. I just
don't prefer him.
I don't really care about his music, which is my opinion, which we're all entitled to that. So, like, those lists don't mean shit. That's one person putting a fucking list together.
Yeah, so anyways, I thought this list, I mean, J. Cole, the list that came out, J. Cole was up there. I'm just talking about they don't like J. Cole. Like, they're a hater, pretty much.
Right, which is fine.
But see, you're a hater on Kendrick Lamar just because you don't listen to him, but you give him props in the same breath.
Right. I'm not even a hater on him. He's not on my list. Like, I don't like listening to his music very much.
All right, so let's go in. I thought we would give our top five rappers of all time. And we're going to go ahead and kick this over to the guests. Chris, he's a lot younger than us.
I would love to hear this. Blink-182, the Beastie Boys.
Hell no,
Kid Rock. Kid Rock is a beast.
All right, what you got?
That's far from that, but we got, to start it off, Eminem.
Number one?
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that in your Mountain Dew.
Jay-Z.
Oh, okay. Respect points.
Drake.
Okay, he's got to be up there.
I guess. Lil Wayne.
Who? Okay.
Lil Wayne,
yeah.
Okay.
Migos.
Okay.
Mean, maybe back. I don't know about now.
No, I mean, no,
they're not even back. Yeah, they've been around for like 5 years.
But I understand. I mean, I understand you're a different, a totally different age group.
Yeah, him growing up, Migos was probably super hot in high school and shit. And
so I get that. I mean, you did really good on your, I would say you have an argument for almost everybody except Migos. One, for honorable mention.
J. Cole. Well, that's the five right there.
Wait,
fifth.
You put Migos above J. Cole?
No, I mean, I started off with Eminem, but the rest were just not in order.
Okay.
If it is, stick to it. I mean, it's your opinion.
No, it's not. That's how I wrote it. That's how I wrote
so
it.
So who would you put that you didn't put in there that's an honorable mention? Like, if you had to think of somebody.
Like, since it's a whole different age group, Lil Uzi, because he...
Okay. Bobby likes Uzi.
Nah, Uzi has his own type of swag. Like,
well, yeah, that too. Yeah, he hasn't made an album in like a year or two, but he's still up there.
What I like about Uzi, he doesn't give a fuck about what anybody thinks.
Yeah, that's true.
And like, he's like so like it's not even a thought to him what anybody else thinks. Like, he's just like on his own wave. He's not bothered by anybody. That shit is actually beautiful.
Have
like,
you seen his fleet of cars?
Yes.
He has an insurgent he rides around in.
This man, anyways, we can talk about Migo or Uzi for a while, but
yeah, we can talk all day.
He's a beast. I like his music because he doesn't give a fuck. So, my list, I'm not going to say that they're greatest rappers all the time. I'm going to tell you my favorite.
I was about to say, this is, you could say your favorite. I didn't go favorite, even though some of them, you know, I listened to them on the regular. I just went on who I think my top five is.
Right, because my greatest is different than my favorite.
So, you can give both if you want. I kind of want to hear greatest.
The greatest?
Yeah, in your opinion. I mean, it's your opinion.
Okay. The greatest, in my opinion, would be Pac, Biggie, Eminem's in there, Jay-Z's in there, and I might have to go with 50, dog.
50?
50, yeah.
Is that in order, or is that just out there?
Nah, that's just out there.
Now, what are your favorite? Who are your favorites?
Kanye.
And you don't have to name five, but just whoever's your favorites that you really like.
Kanye, Cole, Childish Gambino.
I like that Childish Gambino.
Mac Miller. And this is like my childhood and like growing up and shit. These are my dudes. Number five. I don't know, man, I guess.
The game.
Yeah.
The game.
Not bad. I used to really like the game too. So,
bruh, who's fucking with the Daytona 500?
It would be. What is it? Oh, remember, what was it? 100 bars and running, 300 bars of running, something like that?
Daytona 500 was 500 bars.
Man, he used to go in on that shit.
It would be between the game and probably Royce to 5'9".
Good one. All right, I'll give you my list. Number one is Big.
Right.
That's my dude. That's my dude.
Okay.
Pac's
better, but yeah, no. Go.
That
go
is not true. Okay. That is not true. That's that.
This is West Coast versus East Coast, bitch.
Okay. That's where that and comes I'm taking from. Big all day, every day.
Pac West Side.
Number two for me is Jay-Z.
Okay.
Which think, is yeah. He's got to be on that at least top, everybody's top five.
Yeah,
oh, I would say. Number three, Andre 3000.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think he's very underrated.
Absolutely. Andre.
I actually seen him on a lot of pages in the top, like, 50. A lot
because
of
it's Andre in, like, 3 Stacks.
It's Andre 3 Stacks.
Yeah, in, like, the top 10 they have him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Bobby's laughing at so hard.
He's like, dude, you didn't put fucking Darius Rucker on there?
I'm gonna...
Nah, Brad Paisley.
number four. It was a toss-up. I'll go Lil Wayne.
Okay.
I really wanted to put Nas in there.
Yeah, I feel that.
But I'll go Wayne, just especially for me. I listened to a lot more Wayne, and I saw his come up and how long he, you know, what he did and the way that he word plays things. I'll go Wayne. Number five for me, J. Cole.
Okay.
And then my honorable mention would be either Nas, since I didn't put him in there, or Eminem.
Okay. I'm surprised it's not Drake.
Now, if this was an overall artist, and I'm not saying Drake can't rap because he can. We all seen that he had bars. He killed Meek. I don't know. I just felt like if we were talking to overall artists, I would say Drake is number one.
I got a quick question. Right now, if Meek and Drake got into a beef, do you think that Drake would still win?
Yeah.
Yeah, Drake would still win.
I don't really feel that way.
I don't know.
They may hype Drake's song up more, so of course, you know, it's gonna be way bigger than.
No, but even the first round, I think Meek only came out with one really diss song. Drake's diss was just 10 times better.
Yeah, and plus he was keep making them come back and back.
Well, Drake's money is longer than Meek's. We won't really get into true. That. I was just one. I want to know y'all's opinion.
Did you see OVO Fest?
I'll tell you what.
I'm trying to get Michael to come, but he said right, his pockets are too.
Dog. All right, so if I had to pick any concert in my life to go to that or somebody who's alive right now, it would be the OVO Fest. Everybody is fucking there. Who do they have there? They had Drake. They had Cardi B. They had Meek Mill. They had Chris Brown.
Lil Wayne was there.
Lil Wayne was there.
When was that?
It's in Toronto.
It was a couple of days ago.
He has it every year. Trey Songz was there. Yeah,
that's a fucking hike. You gotta have bread. You gotta have a passport. You gotta have some shit.
He actually had the Raptors NBA trophy, like a big size one, built for the arena.
But it's just, like, I mean, he brought so many top artists together, and he does every year. But I'm not going because if somebody wants to give me a free trip to go, I'll go. But you gotta pay for your passport. You gotta pay for your airfare, your hotel, and then the OVO Fest. I think the cheapest ticket was like $850, and granted, it like Christopher said, it would probably be the concert of your life, unless none of those people are your top person.
Well, I would
say overall as a show, I would say yeah, it would probably be worth it if you're into concerts that big. But I don't know, bro. That's a lot of money. I would say you're at least gonna spend $2,000.
I'm going to something in the water next year. They're bringing it back.
Oh, are
bigger.
We?
Yes, we are. Yes, sir.
I was so pissed at myself for not going this year. But of course, everybody that showed up wasn't on the list. I mean,
beginning it was super cheap.
And the lineup was dope. But there was, I mean, Diddy showed up, Jay-Z showed up,
The Rock is here.
I mean, man, I want to. Jay-Z is definitely somebody that I want to see before he like calls it quits.
Dog, my one missed concert was the Watch the Throne tour.
Yeah. I would love to see Kanye in concert too, but I don't know if he's going to be mentally there and cut the concert short that night. Or no, I'm serious. No, not trying I understand, to joke, but I'm saying, just saying.
Back when Watch the Throne came out, he was crazy, but he wasn't like nuts then.
Oh, I know.
So like, it still would have been a great concert. My brother went, and I almost got to go with him.
I really want to go to the Meek concert, Meek and Future concert at Virginia Beach next month.
I've seen Meek a couple times.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know. I want to go. I want to go. It's pretty hype.
Meek is dope in concert, though. He's pretty dope. Yeah.
And I would say that probably the worst concert I've ever been to live, or the worst person I've seen live, was Young Thug. When me and Bobby went and saw J. Cole. I mean, there was a couple songs, Young Thug, I knew him, but live, I'm not going to lie, it was pretty.
Yeah, and live, I mean, all you're going to hear is.
Yeah, he got
can you do that again?
And I really like Young Thug.
Yeah, I mean, I like Young Thug's music, too. But I can see at a concert,
you really wouldn't be able to, in my opinion, I don't know. I haven't been there, but I don't think
that you'd be able to comprehend. Me and Bobby did, and it was pretty tough. The only reason that I knew what he was saying, like on the songs that I didn't know, I had no idea what he was saying. I looked over to Bobby, and we started talking, because I didn't know what he was saying.
And I love Young Thug.
Bobby, real quick story. So me and Bobby had, like, we were at the end of the row. There was four seats. The two next to us were empty, and then it was me and Bobby, and then, of course, whoever was next to Bobby. But we could spread down a little bit because nobody was sitting there when the concert started. And all of a sudden, these two people come up. I would say they're at least in their late 30s to early 40s, white couple. Doug, they didn't know a song at all. They were sitting there rocking their hips back and forth while me and Bobby were singing word for word every single song. And I'm looking over to them, and they're staring back at me like I'm the fucking weirdo.
Yeah, they're probably like, yo, this is fucking hype. This is going to bring our relationship back.
I'm like, you know what? They probably got free tickets from their boss or something like
that. They won them on the radio station.
They were not singing a single song. I didn't hear a single word come out of their mouth. I'm like, yo, Bobby, you peeping this? Like, me and Bobby's voices are lost. Because we're singing literally every song, every word. And we're looking over to these two people literally just shaking their hips side to side to fucking J. Cole. It was the funniest fucking experience. Bobby got pretty wasted that night.
Wow, shocker.
But that was a fucking hell of a concert. My favorite concert, though, is easily when I went and saw Drake last year. Because obviously it's Drake, know every song. But he's not one of those people that just stands on stage. Like, it's a show. Like, I'm talking about, like, fireworks and all this other stuff. Like, right, so it's on quick, a show on top of a concert.
I think I asked you this before on the podcast, but do you want to be Drake?
Why does everybody say that? And everybody says I get my hair cut like Drake.
Yeah,
that's a lie. Nothing to do with my haircut real is quick, Drake. Drake has a fade. I don't have a fade.
I'll put this out here. First off, you got the five gum lineup like he did.
Who doesn't have the nice line? Bobby got a nice line.
I don't have a hairline, so I don't. So I'm hating on you. Number two.
Yo, Bobby, put your hat back on, bro.
You got one. Chris, are you single?
Yeah, I'm single.
Number two, your dance moves straight out of Hotline Bling. Your dance moves are straight out of Hotline Bling. Or actually, the new Chris Brown and Drake song where he brings a snake. He's like, I got the snake. He's like, watch out for the snake. That shit was comedy.
Yeah, that was a fucking, that's a funny ass music video.
You semi remind me of Drake sometimes.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a good thing because I know how much, I think you,
I mean, I'm a better rapper. I'm a better rapper.
Honestly, yeah. Probably a better R&B singer as well.
Did you ever listen to him back in the day when he did rap?
Yeah, what was his name?
Shit, I don't even know. I still got that shit saved on Dollars? The iPod, though.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, don't lie. You don't want people to find your old fucking SoundCloud.
No, I don't have anything out there anymore.
If y'all want to listen to Michael Rapp, let me know, and I'll send you this shit.
Yo, honestly, you should have had that ready for the podcast.
I forgot the shit at home. I got to find that little iPod again. I found it not too long ago and sent
him a picture. I remember that. Man,
I was trash, but I swear to God, people used to listen, no lie. I was like,
nah. Yeah, it's a joke on you.
I think I was the number one fan on that, too.
We used to have the meanest roast sessions.
That's fine.
I'm just playing.
Hey,
I didn't listen to it.
Well, I'd rather you have a roast session than not listen to it. But we weren't even boys
like that back then when you were a rapper.
That was like 7th or 8th grade.
It couldn't have been.
It definitely was, because I was hanging out with Joey in 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, I didn't know Joey until 9th grade.
Oh. He didn't. I knew Joey before you.
No, you didn't, because Joey moved to Virginia in ninth grade.
Oh, well, maybe it was ninth grade,
though. Eighth grade.
Who did eighth I grade. Fucking know in... Maybe it was ninth. Maybe it was ninth grade.
I don't
remember rapping it when I was at Thomas Dale, though.
One of the first times I met you, you were walking upstairs in Thomas Dale, and like that was like most of the ninth grade classrooms, wasn't it?
And the like Spanish rooms and stuff like that.
I saw you by the English. The English teacher was the first door on the right.
Yeah, it was. You
came in.
Yep.
Because I had her, and I saw you by there, and I was like, "Oh, what up, bish?" And I like barely knew you then.
I just remember. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Anyways, fuck memory lane.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into another topic that I wanted to touch on. Obviously, Disney is going on a trend of remaking movies.
Disney owns fucking everything. Carrie and I were talking about that the other night. We were looking it up.
Did you see
everything?
Disney is about to really compete with Netflix. Do you see the new streaming system they're putting out?
Well, they're gonna team up with Hulu.
Hulu and ESPN. Well, Disney owns ESPN.
They own ESPN. They own like National Geographic. I think so, they own part of Discovery Channel. Like they own
ESPN,
everything.
ESPN Plus on its own is like $9.99 a month. So for $12.99, which is Netflix's, you know, their top premium is $12.99, I believe. To stream every month. So Disney is going to come out with, obviously, all Disney movies are going to be able to stream. And that's a lot of fucking movies.
You got
the kids ones. You got Remember the Titans. You got all that stuff. So you got that. Plus, it comes with ESPN plus Hulu.
I thought that was like $15.
Nah, it was $11.99 or $12.99. One of those. So anyways, they're going to compete with them. But Disney is starting to remake these movies, and it really pisses me off because I'm not a remake. I don't like remakes. I'm not going to lie. I did really like The Lion King. That was really good. But my expectations were kind of low because I just don't like remakes. But Lion King was good in my opinion. So your top five. Anyways, Disney is remaking Home Alone. Not Home Alone 5 or 6 or 7. They're just remaking the original Home Alone.
Who the fuck is going to play?
And that really fucking pissed me off because that's one of my. That's in my top 10 movies of all time.
Like, I know this.
Dog, that really pissed me off. So I thought this would be a good subject. Top five movies that they should not remake. And I'm going to go ahead and give off my top five because Home Alone is number one for me. Don't touch these movies. Number two, Marty McFly, Back to the Future. Do not remake Back to the Future. And that is something that is being talked about as well. And I swear to God, you know what? No threats on the podcast. So Home Alone, Back to the Future.
Except for Casey Anthony. Watch your back.
Yes. The Breakfast Club. Don't you ever, ever touch The Breakfast Club. Number four, Die Hard. And then, not going to lie, Titanic. Don't try to remake Titanic. Okay. But I guarantee you that's coming. I guarantee you that is something that's coming. As big as it was.
I don't know.
As big as it was back in the day. I mean, you got to think, Home Alone was a big-ass movie back in the day, and they're remaking that, so...
Yeah, but Home Alone didn't touch Titanic.
True. I agree.
As far as, like, just stats.
No, like, I know. I agree with you, 100%. Yeah. 100%. So those are my top five movies.
Real quick, are you talking about, like, remaking with a different cast?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, what's your list?
All right, so my list is way shorter than his. It's only one.
Only one?
Yeah, which is Child's Play.
They've already remade Child's Play, though.
Well, since they kept making, like, extending it out and remaking it, it just kind of got boring after a while. It dropped off dramatically.
I'd say after number two, it dropped off.
Yeah. They just kept making it.
I would say the first three is good. And then after that, it got really, really weird.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the third one? The one where they're at the military camp? I thought that one was pretty good. But you got to remember, those were, like, 2 or 3 years apart, so they were made correctly, and then like the fourth one was like it just took really, you know, so long for them to make, which I think was like Bride of Chucky or something like that, which wasn't too bad. It's just you don't get the vibe of the it wasn't as good as the first three, and then after that movie it just went straight to trash in my opinion.
Yeah, once they just keep going on, it just cuts it all out from where it was before.
So if we're talking about without the same cast at all,
yeah,
with nobody, I'm going to start out with Friday.
Facts. That's a good one.
If you had no Ice Cube in it, what the fuck are you doing? Number two, fucking our ex-interns throwing me off track. Number two, I would go with Boys in the Hood.
These are good. Good ones.
Like, could you imagine a Boys in the Hood without the original characters?
Fucking Boys in the Hood with Michael B. Jordan. Get the fuck out of here. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. That's my dude. But nah, man, nah. Don't do that.
Toy Story with none of the originals.
Facts.
Let's see. Forrest Gump.
That's a good one.
Could you imagine a Forrest Gump 2?
I'm going to throw something in here. I know what? I gave my list. Scarface. The Green Mile.
You might die for those.
And these sound crazy, but I'm telling you, we're getting away from people coming up with their own ideas. And we're starting to see a lot of remakes. And I'm just not with it. Like, don't do remakes. If you want to do the same franchise, take a risk and just bounce off what was already made.
Yeah, and do Hobbs and Shaw. Anyways, which I really want to go see that.
I heard it was good. Bobby said it sucked.
Well, Bobby sucks too. So, last but not least, if you ever try to make a Bad Boys without Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, I'm no threats on the podcast. But y'all best believe it won't happen.
What if they offered you to be in Bad Boys?
Well, I could be an ugly ass Will Smith. I'd definitely do it then. Then it's okay.
Oh, then it's okay.
Because Will Smith would have to be there. At some point, if I do that, I would meet Will Smith. So that's cool.
Oh, okay.
I would love to meet Will Smith. That's like my fucking idol. It used to be Kanye, but he's nuts now. But Will Smith.
So speaking of Will Smith and Bad Boys, let's go ahead and jump into One's Gotta Go. We do this every week.
Real quick, have you noticed that we've had Will Smith on the podcast technically for like the past like six podcasts? I fucking love it.
So when are y'all actually going to get him actually on the podcast?
I'm in the works. I'm talking to his people. They're talking to me. I'm talking to Jaden Smith right now. Willow messaged me yesterday, but I didn't get back to her.
Oh, you're trying to get all this stuff worked into place and schedules lined up and stuff like that?
They're doing a lot of water commercials.
I got you. You got to work with that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're cool and all, but Will's busy, man.
He's on vacation. That's what I follow him on IG. He's on vacation, bro.
Yeah, I spoke to Jada, and she was like, well, we can't really make it. Because if they do it, that's going to be the first time we have two people on the podcast. So I spoke to Jada, and she was like, we're kind of busy right now, but we'll get back to you
maybe in the winter. Jada can come on anytime. All right. So anyways.
Show your fucking britches.
One's Gotta Go. Fast and the Furious, the original. Die Hard, the original. Best Christmas movie ever made. The Dark Knight, in my opinion, the best Batman movie ever made. And number four, Bad Boys 2. And I throw Bad Boys 2 in there is because me and Tim both believe Bad Boys 2 is better than the original. Even though the original was good, it was really good, we like Bad Boys 2 more.
I finally met two people that said that the original was better.
Well, it's probably weird, people. Like, Bobby's favorite season of Stranger Things is 2. Stranger Things, I mean, season 2 was good, but it's not the best.
Well, these people, which doesn't really make too much of a difference, but these people are a little bit, like, maybe, like, 10 years older than me. Mm. So maybe the first Bad Boys had, like, a bigger effect on them.
Okay.
But Bad Boys 2, like...
And real quick time out. Don't say anything about season 3, because he's on season 3.
Oh, he hasn't seen season 3?
No spoiler alerts.
Yeah. No spoilers.
So, at the end...
Don't do it. All right.
At the end, 12.
Nah, 13. I don't know what you're talking about. 13. We're up to 13
now. I've never seen one episode.
Oh, 13.
So, are you just... I know we're talking about this, but are you kind of prolonging it because you don't know what one you're getting rid of? Is that what you're doing?
No, I know which one I'm getting rid of. I don't want to. I love this fucking movie, but it's going to go.
What you got?
Quick recap. Same old again. Bad Boys 2. Die Hard,
Fast and the
Dark
Furious.
Knight, and Fast and the Furious. The Dark Knight.
Ah! No, you didn't.
The Dark Knight.
No, you did not.
All right, I'm going to give you my reasoning.
Yeah, we need a reasoning.
I'm
going to
give you my reasoning. First off, I went and saw Dark Knight in the theaters, and I had an extremely bad experience while watching the movie, so I hated it then. And then Bobby recently, within like the past 2 or 3 years, got me back into Batman, and that's when I first saw The Dark Knight. These other movies I've watched... what is it, tens and tens of times, maybe not hundreds, but a ton of times, and I cannot see myself not being able to watch Die Hard. The original was the best movie. I can't see myself without Bad Boys 2. You already know.
Yeah, that's number one on your list.
Fast and the Furious might be number two on my list. So, it would have to be The Dark Knight. I mean, we would still have The Dark Knight Rises and like five other movies.
It would actually be Die Hard. Never seen it.
So what?
That's insane that y'all are related and you've never seen that.
I know. I'm surprised he's never turned it on.
I mean, you need to watch it on your... You're a grown man now. Act like a grown man.
He's not grown yet.
I used to always be at your house all the time. We used to watch Halloween.
Yeah, but that's back when you were like seven. Favorite
movie.
Halloween is one of my favorite, if not my favorite movie, but I mean, Die Hard, though. I mean, it's Die Hard.
Bish has
Come over Christmas Die Hard. Time.
Christmas time, is it going to be playing 24/7?
Close to it. You a little sprinkle Home Alone and Polar Express in there.
Oh, okay.
We got that.
This man always has me weak when he says that that's the best Christmas movie because I think it's hilarious. It's not the best Christmas movie, but I think it's so funny that you say that.
Wait till Christmas time because we're going to have that. Real quick, I can't wait. What do you think the best Christmas movie is?
Yo, the Christmas podcast is going to be insane.
It is. I'm dressing up as Santa Claus. I swear
yo,
to God.
Yo, we're definitely dressing up.
Yeah, we are. Bobby's
but
not
Halloween's
invited.
Before that, and we'll do Halloween as well. But the best Christmas movie? That's really hard, and I'm like drawing a blank right now. I got one that's on my mind, and it's one of my favorites, but I don't know this.
So what's one of your favorites? I mean, we'll discuss this closer to
later
Christmas.
On, but yeah, Polar Express. Polar Express is fucking amazing. No, actually, it's up there. I know what the best one is. The Grinch.
Yeah, you got to go with... I mean, it's up there, too. Both of those are in my top five. I'm not going to lie. We got to save this. We got to save this for the Christmas podcast.
Hold on. Did you like the new Grinch that they came out with?
I haven't seen it. I saw half of it because the girls were watching it, and it really wasn't bad, honestly. It was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
You got to watch that before the Christmas podcast so you can... give an honest opinion
but
about
I don't
it.
Think that it'll ever from what I saw like I said I saw
oh,
like
it won't
the last
touch
half,
the original
it won't touch the original
I, really I'm one of those people that feel like nothing can touch the original so it,
except
it
for could, Bad Boys 2
it could come out and be a fucking banger but it won't touch the original
because it has all that sentimental value as well.
That's true. Alright, so for me this is actually tough. I haven't came up with an answer.
You're still thinking about this?
I would have to say Fast and the Furious.
All right. Well, this podcast is over. Thank you for tuning in for episode 13. I'm going to
Let me explain. All these are what, you know, at least would be considered my favorites in a sense. So number 1 on my list would be The Dark Knight, number 2 Die Hard, and then there's no possible way I'm getting rid of Bad Boys 2. So,
I mean, I guess that's what you're left with.
Fast and the Furious would be gone for me.
The original is so incredible.
It is. But then again, honestly, I could live with two Fast, two Furious.
Okay. Now, immediately.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying I can live with it.
It's not even remote. It's not even one of the best ones. I mean, I would say I would rather watch Tokyo. Whoa.
Too Fast, Close. Too Furious is pretty damn good.
No, it's not.
Yes, dude, it is.
The acting was horrible.
That's
the,
not true.
Dude, yes, it's literally a fact.
I'm not saying it's better than the first one. I'm just saying that I could live with Too Fast, Too Furious.
I mean, I could too, but not without the first one.
I didn't like Tokyo Drift that much. Not going to lie to you.
Right, it's not one of my favorites, but I mean, Too Fast, Too Furious.
I really like the first one, really like the second one, and then I like the one where they brought Vin Diesel back. That was good. And then I like the fifth one.
The one where they brought Vin Diesel back. After he went to prison. I mean, he's... Well, he was...
Because he wasn't in Too Fast, Too Furious. Then he wasn't in Tokyo Drift. So Too Fast, Too Furious, he wasn't in. So they technically brought him back for... I think they called it The Fast and the Furious. They threw the
That
in
was
there.
Number 4.
Yeah, and then I like 5. And then after 5, they kind of went off the
five
rails.
5 was Fast 5.
Yeah. And 6 then, I mean, let's be honest. 6 was good too, but I'm talking about when it stands up to the original Fast and the Furious. They got away from the cars. Still great action, still great storylines, but they just got away from what it used to be.
Yeah, you know, why and that was all about the cars. It. That's why number 1's the best because it was basically almost strictly about the cars.
And to me, I know people are saying they're pushing it and they definitely are, but they're going to stop at 10. They've always had in mind they're going to reach for 10 because whether you think these movies are trash or not, they're still doing the numbers. So as long as they're making the money back and more, they're going to keep making these movies. As crazy as it sounds, that's what they're going to do because let's be honest, it's all about the money.
Right. I really want to see Hobbs and Shaw. Even though I joked about it earlier, I really want to see that.
Let's go. I haven't seen it yet either and I want
to
go see it.
If you've listened to the podcast, you know I can't go to the movies.
So he wants to see it, but he can't go.
I know. I was about to say something because I know you fall asleep within the first 15 minutes of
any movie. 15, 10. I watched maybe like 30 minutes of the newest Spider-Man.
Oh, so when you go back,
you go see that?
The Spider-Man?
Not the one that just dropped. Oh, I think it was The Amazing Spider-Man where they had Post Malone's song on there.
I thought that was it. No, it was
the
Homecoming.
Animated one.
Homecoming or animated one? I don't know.
It was the animated one.
Oh, that's on Netflix.
Multiverse.
That's on Netflix. Into the Spideyverse or something.
Right. Yeah,
something like that.
Where there's multiple Spider-Man and shit like that. Yeah, that's the last movie I went to go see.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into a topic that everybody loves. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh boy.
Let's go ahead and jump into it, and we're gonna put Christopher on the hot seat first.
Okay.
All right, and I'm gonna go for Christopher. So Christopher, fuck one, marry one, kill one. Lil Uzi Vert, Post Malone, or Yachty.
Yo, the way this man's face just lit up is kind
of
weird.
No, just thinking of y'all's choices. But so we're gonna kill Post Malone.
Disrespectful.
No, not disrespectful. I can't look at them tattoos on his face.
What?
Wow,
you're getting way too into this, bro.
Oh no, I'm just telling you.
All right, go ahead.
Marry Uzi because, of course, you know he has money and he's never gonna lose the money.
Okay.
And you know the last.
What? No, what is the last? We're not sure on the show.
We say that on the podcast.
Yeah, no, we definitely need
to. So, fuck Yachty.
So, you're going to fuck Lil Yachty? It's a simple question.
Yes,
that's
or
what
no?
We're doing. Yeah.
Yes, because that's what's in the category.
Okay, so you're going to fuck Lil Yachty. All right, cool.
What you got for him?
All right. I got a different one.
All right, what you got?
I got Eminem, Jay-Z, and Lil Wayne.
Well, whoever you're marrying, you're set. Just going to throw that out there.
We're doing what?
Whoever you marry, you're going to be set money-wise.
Oh, yeah, money-wise. So, we're going to marry Jay-Z.
Right. It's The Rock.
I would say.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
He's got the most money out of
all. Yeah, I would say that's a good choice.
And then, kill Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And fuck Eminem.
You're going to what?
Fuck Eminem.
Okay. All right. No, I was just wondering. All right, Bish. Back to you.
Yeah. No, we're done.
Remember,
for
no,
fuck,
Mary
Kill only.
You're going to be, you want to be up next?
Let's go.
All right. Chris, go ahead. Hit him.
Megan Stallion, Young Miami, or Cardi B?
I got to look up Megan. I don't know what she looks like.
She makes really bad music.
I would go, just off the top of my head, I would marry Cardi B. What was the other one?
Young Miami and Megan.
Kill her and then... Hold on. What did I say? All right. So did I say marry Cardi B?
Yeah.
So I'm going to marry Cardi B, fuck Megan, and then kill whoever. Miami. Yeah, Young Miami.
Okay. That's pretty solid. Let's see. Nicki Minaj. Kendrick Lamar. And J. Cole.
I would marry Nicki Minaj. Well, actually, no. I'm going to take this back. Fuck Nicki Minaj. Marry Cole. And kill...
Kendrick. Kendrick Lamar.
Yep. And the reason for that, I'm going to go into detail. Just cause
it's a little bit weird. You really don't have to explain it.
Well, I'm just saying, just because I'm married to you, I don't have to fuck you. So I can live with marrying J. Cole. I think that's what I picked. So,
yeah,
so I'll fuck Nicki. Yeah, that was easy. All right, so Tim, you up next.
I'm ready, baby.
All right, so fuck, marry, kill.
I'm smooth with it.
No,
I'm
no, cool. But what I was thinking, I cannot do.
Oh, you can do,
I can't.
Yeah, you got it.
Totally comfortable with my sexuality.
Come on, hit him with it.
No, I can't. So let's do Emma Stone.
Batty.
Millie Bobby Brown.
How old is she now?
Real quick. 16.
She's 16 now? All right. All right.
And Lindsay Lohan.
All right, I got to kill the 16-year-old off rip.
Respects. Bobby Wooden, but shouts. Yeah. Neither would Christopher. We had that. All right, so go ahead.
So I killed Millie Bobby Brown.
That's kind of fucked up. I mean, good luck trying. I mean, she's got superpowers, but go ahead.
Lindsay Lohan and Emma Stone. I'm gonna marry Emma Stone, and I'm gonna fuck Lindsay Lohan.
God. Good.
But I'm gonna wrap up when I fuck Lindsay Lohan. I'm just gonna put that.
Yeah,
out there.
I would too. She did cocaine at a party with Steve-O and Mike Tyson in the bathroom. Who went with me and saw Steve-O?
Whoa! That sounds like a what? What is negative about that?
I didn't say it was. I'm just saying.
If Mike Tyson offers me coke,
so I went and saw
with Steve-O.
I went and saw. I think me and Forrest went and saw Steve-O at the Funny Bone, and he wasn't really funny. He just what was most funny about him was he was just telling stories, and he said that one time at a party he did cocaine with Lindsay Lohan and Mike Tyson in the bathroom. I was like, that's
pretty. Which is awesome. Yeah. That sounds like an amazing night.
So, Christopher, what you got for Tim?
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato.
Bad.
Kesha.
Oh, I fucking love Kesha.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, fuck. All right, one more time.
Demi Lovato. Mm-hmm. Kesha. Mm-hmm. Or Ariana Grande.
I'm going to marry Kesha, fuck Ariana Grande, and kill Demi Lovato.
Wow. What the fuck? I'm killing Kesha.
Yeah, killing Kesha off the
road. No, I fucking love Kesha, and I feel like I could actually be married to her. Ariana Grande, I love her, but she's very full of herself, so it's going to be a one-night thing. And then Demi Lovato, she just unfortunately has to be my least favorite of the three. I still love her, but she's my least favorite of the three.
All right.
Okay. So it's pretty simple. So, anyways, going on to our next topic. This was actually one of my topics. I contributed. Hey.
Finally.
Thank you. Hey. It is what it is. So, my question is it okay to mention a man/woman's appearance to your significant other? I can lead it off if you like.
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, this was your topic, so what you got?
It depends on your relationship, and it depends on how you say it.
Agreed.
That's very true.
So, like, you can't just be like, all right, first off, you can't say nothing. You can't just be, like, staring at a girl's butt. In my case, I said men/women, but we basically will only have one viewpoint. But you can't just be getting caught staring at a girl's butt. Like, you got to be like, damn, babe, did you see that butt over there? Or you see that booty?
Right, or you'll get called out instantly. Yeah, they're like, watching you watch, so they're waiting for you to say something.
So if you're not saying anything, you're just staring at it, they're like, excuse me, bitch?
Yeah.
So it depends on what you say and how you say it. And like I said, your relationship, like, if you have a cool, open relationship without a jealous partner, then you could do things like that. If you have a jealous partner, probably not the way to go.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm even going your way and saying, damn, babe, do you see that ass? Unless she points it out, I'm probably going to stay clear of that, to be quite honest. No, I mean, to be quite honest with you, I'm probably going to stay clear of that whole situation.
Mike's going to give the quick look. Look back, give the quick look, and just keep walking.
Carrie points it out more than I do.
So that's, yeah, I would say in that situation, then yeah, I would jump in. Still be careful with my words.
You can't get like super disrespectful, like, yo, I would love to take that to Pound Town on the F truck.
Like, damn, you can't, babe, say you should be hitting the gym like she is.
Yeah. Oh, you consider yourself single.
No, I definitely agree, but or at least with that part, but. I'm probably not going to bring that up at all unless she points it out. But if you say Carrie points it out first, then, yeah, I would make a quick comment. She says, damn, look at that ass, Tim. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
Not like, bad. Yeah, that's a decent booty. That is a decent buttock.
But, babe, she does not touch you in any way, shape, or form.
I don't say that shit.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, Michael got to.
I ain't got a girl. Jeez. I ain't got to say shit. Is that what you had to say when you were in a relationship?
Oh, nah. Shit, on Thanksgiving, walking through Black Friday, I got caught so many times looking at all the ass that was around.
So you got in trouble and when you got home?
Oh, nah, I didn't get in trouble when I got home.
So are you currently in a relationship now?
Nah.
And that's where you fucked up. Anyways.
Oh, nah.
No, we're glad he's not in that relationship.
I've heard stories. Everybody's glad. It's better for you. Yeah. You got to live and you got to learn and you got to take the L's.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and jump into the final topic.
Sheesh.
The good one.
Oh, my Lord.
And that is, it's time to plead the fifth, or not. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to put Christopher on the hot seat first. Or do you want to go on the hot seat first, Tim?
Throw me on there because I really want to see what Christopher's got. He said he's got some.
If Christopher, how many questions do you got for him? Two or one?
I got two.
So what? All right. So go ahead and ask your question for Tim. Ask mine, and then back to you. Okay. So, but for those of you, if you're new listeners, if you don't know how Plead the Fifth works, basically each of us is going to be asked three questions. We're allowed to plead the fifth to one, or you don't have to plead the fifth at all. If you plead the fifth, you have to answer at least two questions, honestly. So, all right, Tim's up on the hot seat first, and we're going to shoot it over to Christopher.
The Plead the Fifth champ.
Not tonight. But, Tim, have you and one of your friends ever slept with the same girl?
I guess I would consider him my friend. He's also my cousin. So, yes. At the same damn time. Sorry, Mom. I love you.
Zeesh.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
RNS.
All right, so, Tim, my question for you is...
Yes, sir.
Damn, you're thinking pretty hard over there. You didn't think about this before.
I didn't. But I got one. All right. So, Tim, if it was your last day on Earth, mm-hmm. and you had the choice to sleep with anybody on Earth... Who would that be?
Carrie.
Honestly.
I call that false.
Carrie.
Okay.
Who would you want to be with if it wasn't Carrie?
Who would I want to be with if it wasn't Carrie?
Yeah. Like, who would you want to be with if you weren't with Carrie?
If it wasn't Carrie, it would be probably... Maybe, like, Mariah Carey.
That's a weak-ass pick.
I know. Like, what the hell?
Mariah Carey. You had a choice of anybody, and you picked Mariah Carey. Yeah, but she's got
hella money, and, like... Or maybe, like, you might think this is even weaker, but, like, maybe Adele?
Nah, I think he picks Mariah Carey because it still has Carey somewhat in the name.
Right. Nah. I'm really thinking about... They both got unlimited money. I'm not really worried about that. But waking up in the morning and... Hearing them sing to you?
I mean, did you hear Mariah Carey try and sing on Christmas or New Year's or something like that? Well, pretty, man. She's kind of losing it just a little bit.
Or maybe like Colby Calais.
What about J-Lo?
Colby Calais? Where'd you come up with that?
Dude, you going to count me in?
I've been awake for a while now.
Dude, she's so... beautiful.
That song takes me back to a point in my life. Like, I can, like, it's crazy how songs do that, but when I hear that song, I think of 8th to 9th grade.
Bubbly.
And who I was talking to at that time.
What is her other song? This is gonna fuck me up.
That's anyway, the only one I know. We
won't even get into it, because she has another amazing banger.
That's the only one I know, but congratulations, Tim, for surviving Plead the Fifth. We're actually
honestly
going to,
pretty weak.
I know.
Very surprised.
We're actually going to send this over to myself and leave the guest for last.
Okay. So, Mr. Michael.
Mr. Tim.
How you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing good. Doing pretty good.
Okay.
You about to hit him with some heat?
How many questions?
I only got one, so Tim can have the double round.
Okay, so I'll go slight this round.
You gotta make him plead first, so he has to answer last.
That's not a thing. I don't have no shame pleading.
Without killing yourself or no other option, if you had to sleep with a man, who would it be?
David Beckham.
That's weird. That's weird.
I mean, I don't know who to pick. I mean,
no,
I don't know.
No, you answer that way too quickly. Like, there's like a late response and an early response.
Oh, that was like early.
Jump
response.
The gun, but nah, that's fine.
Whatever, man. I mean, that's just the first person that came to mind.
I'm sure. Go ahead, Chris.
Who from y'all's crew would you get a house with?
Would I get a house with?
Yeah, from the
Shaquille?
Crew.
Shaquille.
Probably Shaq. I've seen Bobby and Tim's apartment before. I will say this. There is a Bobby goes on a streak where he does like to clean. He does get into a rhythm of cleaning. But I would say Shaq, for sure. Tim don't like to clean that much.
First off, I clean every now and again. And second off, I'm not mad about your answer, but bitch, I've been to your house a couple times. And when you first moved in there for like 3 months, you ain't have a fucking vacuum. Boy.
No, I'm not saying I'm the cleanest.
Boy, what you mean? You know when Michael don't want you over, you know his house ain't clean.
That's not true. My apartment is spotless clean. You walk in there now, that probably for the past 2 years out of the 3 years I lived in that apartment.
Oh, the thing with me is most of the time, well, I would say maybe half the time that I've been to Bish's house, I don't tell him. I just pull up.
That's why.
I'll be on my way home. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go stop.
And nobody ever complained about my house being dirty or my apartment being dirty because it really wasn't. Everybody complained about just it being cold in my apartment.
Well, you also had Cheez-Its in there for like 6 years.
That's true. I did. Ooh. Mom's put them in there when we went into the apartment.
I remember that.
I don't really eat them.
I remember that.
So, what'd you forget about them? You don't do no spring cleaning.
How do you not eat Cheez-Its, though?
I like Cheez-Its, but honestly, the hot and spicy ones are my go-to.
If there's Cheez-Its in there and I just moved in, I would crush them the first night.
Okay, what you got, Christopher? Or whoever's next.
Tim got it next.
What was your question?
I asked him who would he move in with, and he said Shaq.
Oh, that was weak as fuck, boy. You had more heat last week. Me and Christopher talked about.
Yeah, I heard.
Nah, see, last
I
week.
Heard.
Well, okay.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. See, I actually thought you were saving that for whenever I came on, so we could do that. But you used it last week.
Boy, wait till you're on the hot seat.
I thought you wanted to know.
Don't That's get nervous. I mean, boy, it's over there shaking, boy.
He is a little bit nervous. All right, my next question. Out of the last people that you talked to but not dated, who would you want to be with? Alright, so Bish, last question. Out of all the girls you've dated, whose mom was the hottest?
I'm gonna plead the fifth on that one.
Damn, why did you plead the fifth? You let Tim beat you this time.
No. Every time. And I'm not going to say anything else on this subject, so no, I plead the fifth.
That's totally fine, because I knew I had you in a hole there. But that's fine. This is like the last, what? I need to look back and see. It's been like the last 5 or 6 episodes I got you to plead the fifth.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, it always has to, I'm not when I plead the fifth, but I can't go through a plea the fifth without being asked about an ex or my family members. But it's cool.
This isn't about an ex. This about is exes' mothers.
Yeah, it's talking about their mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to be me pleading the fifth on that one.
I would answer with a quickness, but go.
I know right, you would.
Cool. All right, what's your answer then?
You ran out of questions, big boy.
Well, that's going to wrap up episode 13 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. Chris, appreciate you coming out. Number one supporter. About time we had you on the podcast.
Super dope supporter, dog. I'm telling you, every single time it's posted, boom. Chris has tagged you in his Instagram story.
So make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Uncensored MT.
And
what's up?
We didn't do Chris.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. There's gonna be some edit in there. Yeah.
No, I think he was trying to get me out of that.
No. Not that easy.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead and jump over to the last person on the hot seat, and that is the guest of the night, Chris Jordan. Tim, do you want 2 questions or 1?
I want 1, and that's Chris Jordan Jr., right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I'll let you start off though. I'll double with my questions.
Oh, Christopher.
Timothy.
How you feeling tonight?
Good. How you feeling?
Need you to be a little louder.
Timothy.
Christopher, how you doing tonight?
Good, Timothy. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I see the fear in your eyes.
Yes, because I don't know what you're about to drop.
I'd really prefer Bish to go first so I can drop some
That's heat. Fine. Christopher, how many women have you slept with?
You know, 6 or 7?
He literally put up 1 finger once.
And let that hang. I didn't want to sit second. There and count, but it's around 6 or 7.
6 or 7.
That's a whole chick you're forgetting.
No. Hold on.
What do you mean no? 6 or 7? Yes.
Yeah, six.
Okay, so, and your first was your last relationship?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, because you've been on roll, dog. All right, I'm going to shoot this over to Tim. What you got?
Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Tim. What you thinking about?
So, have you ever slept with anybody that you're employed with?
Currently or just overall?
Overall. Any place that you ever worked at. Have you ever slept with anybody that you've been...
Oh, yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first one, we worked at Walmart together.
Okay.
All right, Christopher, you... No.
Put the nail in the coffin.
I'm not. Christopher, what is your biggest regret in your life?
Sleeping with that Walmart worker.
Actually walking away from family for a whole year.
Yeah, that's a huge L.
Yeah, glad you picked that one. Smart. No, I'm just saying, like,
there was hella shade.
That's what it should have been, but I didn't know if you were going to say that or not.
No, respectfully.
Oh, no. As long, no.
Okay, cool. Well, you survived, plead the fifth.
Yeah, Tim,
and I'm the one.
A fucking hair.
I thought Tim was coming with some heat.
Yeah.
Oh, you're lucky I gave him two questions.
Well,
you're so lucky.
True. Or he could. He, you still could have fucked him pretty much with. You know.
No, I could. I know.
Yeah.
I could have took it. I should have taken all three questions. I'm actually like regretting this.
Well, maybe next time I'm on, you might be able to get me.
Yeah, in about a year.
In about a year, you're back on. The only one that's not back on is Bobby. So,
yeah. Bobby, Bobo, yeah. You want to say something?
Well, hey, guess what? That is going to wrap up episode 13 of the Uncensored Podcast with Mike and Tim. Great to have my cousin, our biggest supporter of the podcast, on the show.
Definitely appreciate you coming. About
time. Yeah, for sure. Yes, absolutely. Yes. We appreciate everybody tuning in, showing us support each week. Average about at least 70 listens on the average. And then, of course, over time, our podcast hit over 100 views. So
if you're a regular listener, just go ahead and drop a like before you listen to the newest podcast. Just let us know that you're out there.
And you
we want to shout you out.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at UncensoredMT. So that's going to wrap up episode 13 from the Up Top Pod, and we appreciate everybody tuning in with us.
Yes, sir. We out of here. Money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way. More three niggas talking big flicks, on the phone off, and she still chase. The money in the way for what they got to say. I throw it up, it's falling down, it's definitely in the way.